The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Jamie Blumenthal, co-president of Retirement Strategies and Solutions, co, because his wife is the other part of that presidency, let me just tell you. He is going to help us make noble plans that we can surrender to the Lord. Also, if a picture is worth a thousand words, then this picture in the Bible is priceless. And the big question, how do we sleep the night before we know we're going to die?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Exactly why Jamie is here. Politics, maybe not. Entertainment and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation in our show because it's not professional radio. That makes it so much easier. It's just regular radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We've got Jamie in the studio, so I'm excited. So welcome back to the show again.
Thank you, David. Good to be here.
It's, you know, you're getting to be like a staple, right? You're getting to be like a part of it, right? Which is kind of cool. Exactly what we want to do. We want people to understand some of that connection. I want to read you a scripture. You're going to like this, and then it'll kind of give you a launching pad. But so I'm going through the scriptures. Most people know I'm kind of a Bible-y guy. 1 Chronicles 22:5 says, David said, "My son Solomon is young and inexperienced, and the house to be built for the Lord should be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all the nations. Therefore, I will make preparations for it." See, therefore, I will make preparations for it. So David made extensive preparations before his death, which I find to be an interesting passage that talks about David establishing planning and insight and direction before he's reaching that, as he's getting older and before that. And I know that your focus has a lot to do with retirement, but it also has to do with what that's going to be for those people that are going to be there after that person goes on. So it's kind of a combo. I thought you'd love that because it's like, hey, let's write the scripture. It's like, yeah, exactly.
Right,
I mean,
right.
How do you top that? That's fantastic. So in your planning, in your processing, you do retirement, but you also do preparation for people who are going to be leaving estates or leaving things to people, right? Is
right.
that another part of it?
It's called legacy money or leave on money.
Now, what is that? Is a legacy like a legacy?
Legacy means that you're not going to spend it. You're going to exit this planet and you're going to have more money than you can spend. So you want to leave it on, or as a legacy, leave on money to your children or grandchildren.
Yes.
As a legacy asset.
Yes, because you can't take it with you. You didn't come in with any. You're not going out with any. That's what the scripture says. You're not taking that 10 bucks with you out. You didn't bring 10 bucks in with you when you came in. That's straight from the Word of God. Only the Lord doesn't use the 10 bucks thing. I'm just pointing that out. So that legacy idea, that's an important part of the planning process if somebody's trying to leave.
Sure.
Because who's going after that money when a person dies?
You know, the kids are hoping they'll have some money because our parents, some of our parents had, you know, a good job. They had a pension. They had no debt. Living in retirement with no debt is a good thing. And now these kids today are sometimes saddled with debt, whether it be a car payment or a mortgage or raising kids for college or, you know, that type of thing. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you have a a comfortable lifestyle and you have more income than you can ever spend, you may want to think about tax-free wealth transfer to your children and grandchildren, where they'll get $100,000 or $500,000 100% tax-free. And that can really help them pay off their house or pay for their grandkids' college or, you know, give them a leg up in life to start a business or something like that.
So there could be, though, a potential problem leaving money, because I think, and tell me if I'm wrong about this, sometimes the government, if you don't have everything spelled out, perhaps the government could come in and decide that they want to be the director of the assets or along those lines. Is
well,
that what
happens? Well, yeah, yes and no. So the estate tax taxation level is way high right now. It's like $10.2 million. However, if you have a taxable asset like an annuity or like mutual funds or CDs or IRA, that money will be taxed at your death when the kids receive it. So by putting a plan together to create legacy assets or tax-free wealth transfer, you can pay those taxes now and leave those assets to your heirs 100% tax-free. So it requires a little bit of planning. You know, people don't plan to fail. They just fail to get the education and make the plan.
Right. I think it's that's an important element, because I don't think people recognize they can be – you can be saving money by having forethought and by planning, by right. prepping it ahead of time versus just, you know, kind of leaving your pockets open. Not only that, but in 20 years, if there's an estate that's passed on – who knows what those fees are going to be? I mean, that's
they may
like
tamp them back down to $250,000, and anything over $250,000 is subject to a 37% federal estate tax.
Is that right? Is that what it is right now? Is it where that 10 million? Is it like a 37%?
37% goes up to 50%.
Wow!
So if you have $1 million, government's going to take $370,000 of it.
So the real argument for people, for the government is, well, they won't know. I mean, that's the government. I'm just saying. But the people are like, that's not what their desires are. And that sometimes that doesn't get thought of. See, that's why I'm glad I asked you that question. See, so you got David, who's doing this planning and kind of preparing ahead of time, knowing he's going to face, you know, I mean, he was at this point getting older and he knew his time was getting tight. And the mission was pretty intense as they were building the temple. So, I mean, it was a pretty big deal.
Right.
The idea that there are, though, taxes during retirement, I think is something that people don't always consider. And that is, hey, I got a plan. I've got, and I'm just using this folks' as numbers. So nobody get upset at me. But let's say, you know, I got, you know, $5,000 a month I'm living on, $5,000, I got $60,000 for the year. You know, I got X amount of years to do that. Oh, wait, the government wants how much? And then that's not always incorporated in the planning.
Sure.
And then they don't get that amount.
So in order to net an income of $5,000 a month, you have to have $7,500 or $8,000 a month before taxes. So any income you receive in your lifetime, month to month, year to year, is going to be a taxable event. However, there are ways to plan about that. So if you put money into what is called an IUL, which is indexed universal life, and you seed that with money over a 10-year period, then you can draw your money out at the end of 10 years 100% tax-free.
What's it called? An IUL?
IUL.
What does that stand for?
Indexed Universal Life Insurance. It's a legacy planning asset. So instead of having an annuity or having income from a pension, this will be income that is 100% income tax-free 10 years from now. So that's why it makes so much sense to plan where we are today, where we're going to be tomorrow, and how to get tax-free income for the rest of your life.
I'm not a financially blithering idiot, but I've never heard of an IUL. That's amazing that you're sharing that.
Very popular, especially for younger people. People that are, say, 35 to 55 years old. This is a very popular, because they can let it sit and percolate for 10 years. and then they can pull the trigger and get tax-free income for the rest of their life.
Wow.
It's awesome.
I never knew that. All right, a couple of things I want to make sure that everybody stays in touch with this, right? Okay, so Jamie and Nancy, Retirement Strategies and Solutions, their website is retiretherightway.com. Now, that doesn't seem complex to me for me to repeat that. It's pretty simple. Every time I say that website, I think of a one-way sign and somebody going down the one-way street the wrong direction. Because it's like they're like, no, you got to do it the right way, ding, ding. So retiretherightway.com. That is the website. Their phone number, 800-287-1667, 800-287-1667. See, I like talking with you because I did finances, you know, I did a little bit of finances, but if I'm, you know, no matter what stage I'm at, one of the things that I've learned is some people think, okay, well, it's too late. And it's like, well, it's not too late. You need somebody to really review that material. Or, oh, I've got everything fine. I did it, you know, 20 years ago.
And it's like, that's not the right answer either.
Let me share a true story with you. A lot of our clients right now have IRAs, 401ks, and they're retiring at, say, 58 or 60. And they don't really need the money. So they let it percolate and grow in a vehicle, which we can do it for them very safely. But at age 7 and a half, they are now forced by the federal government to start taking a minimum mandatory required distribution off that 401k pre-tax money, which causes taxation on the IRS to the client. So they can take that RMD that they have to take anyway, satisfy the government requirement, and put it into an IUL at that stage of life and create a $200, $500, $1 million tax-free benefit for their children and grandchildren. So if they don't need that money in retirement, there's no better place to put it than in an IUL, which will give them wealth transfer money to help that younger generation for their kids and grandkids.
There you go. That's the way you should be thinking. All right, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't go anywhere.
Attention, real estate people of Earth. You have an out-of-this-world opportunity to talk with a real estate professional who can give you insight and advice on real estate strategies. The real estate market is changing, and to miss this opportunity is to leave income and equity on the table. Don't do that. Don't miss out on the latest real estate run. Don't miss it again. Contact Pamela Melchiono. That's Pamela Melchiono. Go to theblessedrealtycompany.com, fill out the form, and schedule a free consultation with Pamela. Not only will you be glad you did, but you'll be sad if you don't. Real estate opportunities don't exist forever. Take advantage while you have the chance. Take advantage while you still can. Contact Pamela. Her service and spirit are excellent. Your results will be excellent. You will say, excellent. Call Pamela at 817-505-5541. That's 817-505-5541. Or go to our website and schedule a meeting, theblessedrealtycompany.com. You'll be glad you did. You'll be sad if you don't. That is all.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary. And he doesn't even know why he's legendary. And when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Trade tensions, stock market volatility. You don't want to go down the wrong path on anything, but especially involving your retirement. Retirement Strategies and Solutions with Jamie Blumenthal puts you on the right path so you can plan right, and retire the right way. Call Jamie at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com for financial peace of mind, wisdom, and safety regarding your retirement. Are you getting older, retired, or retiring soon? Do you have an IRA or a 401k? You want to make sure your retirement money is safe. Money in the stock market is unprotected from loss. Sake Money, or Know-So Money, is protected. For a free copy of his book and a free get-together with no obligation, talk with Jamie. Call him at 800-287-1667 or go to retiretherightway.com. That's retiretherightway.com.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yeah, that's right. That's how I said it. In Texas. Sometimes I get that right. Wonder Julie, how you doing today? You doing okay? Yeah, everything fine?
I'm great.
Okay. We just want to get an update.
Thanks for asking.
Hey, no problem. I didn't really get a chance to talk to you. I thought I'd just say, how you doing? See what's going on. We've got Jamie Blumenthal with us. We're going to get to Jamie in just a second. Couple things to tell you. If you want to email the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. That's the email. Website, davidspoonmedia.com. Got it. Facebook, David Spoon Media. Got it. YouTube, David Spoon Media. Got it. And if you go into a submarine underneath the water and you shout really loud, David Spoon Media, nothing will happen. I do want to let you know that today, I don't know if most people know this, but today we've been doing these holidays, what the days are in the holidays. And so July 31st does not have a lot. Did you notice? I have one thing, but it's not a ton. Do you know what it is?
Avocado?
No, it's not food. But you like it. It's Mutt's Day.
Oh, I think I saw that, but mutts as in dogs?
Yeah, mutts as in dogs. Yeah, this is not a food thing, and for those that are thinking it's a food thing. I got nothing. Mutt, by definition, is a mixed breed, which is really ironic because if you really, 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 really think about Adam and Eve and all the genetics, in a certain sense, we're all kind of mutts. I mean, that's kind of how that's working. But I understand where people come from and some of the other, trying to keep it pure, but I'm just saying from Adam and Eve. Anyway, if you have a mutt or if you don't have a mutt, either way, it's a celebration for dogs. If you're into dogs, it's the kind of day you like. Okay, there you go. That's
woof,
it.
Woof,
woof, woof. You know, right down there over the studio, there's that little woof.
Yeah.
Thing. You ever notice that? Okay, anyway. Jamie Blumenthal hanging out. One time we're going to get Nancy in here, too. I think that'd be a kick.
Awesome.
Will she do it?
I don't know.
Okay. Nancy, you got to do it. All right. Okay. Anyway, Retirement Strategies and Solutions, their URL, retiretherightway.com. Retiretherightway.com. 800-287-1667. They also have a link on our website if you get stuck in anything. If you're looking for consultation that's free, in other words, it doesn't cost anything to talk to Jamie. You can talk to him. You get a book, which I've gone through your book like maybe 2.5 times. So I could pull up more than maybe I should be able to. And you get a chance to talk to him. He gives you a copy of the book. You understand what's going on, and he helps you take an honest look. He's not there to judge you. Oh, I can't believe you only have this. Oh, I can't believe you're this much. He's there to try and help you make the best possible decisions. Let me ask you this.
Yes.
What's going on? Anything in particular going on? Economy-wise, government-wise, anything that's happening, is everything kind of like on hold because it's the never-ending election cycle?
The economy is very good. Unemployment rate is way down. Hires are up. The economy is doing fine. And in fact, today, about an hour ago, they just lowered the interest rate at the Federal Reserve funds rate. So that means they're juicing the economy. So that's going to give a little more cheaper money out there for people that want to make loans, whether it's credit card loans, home loans, car loans. Everything just got lowered by 25 basis points or 0.25%. Not that they needed to do it, but maybe the Fed knows something that we don't know. But what is going on is, as you might know, the United States is in a global economy. So in other words, what happens overseas is affecting us over here. So as you might be aware, that the Eurozone is slowing down, the China economy is slowing down. So everybody's lowering interest rates around the globe. So in order for us to be more competitive, we don't want to have our dollar too expensive where we now have a currency war. So what I really think might happen at the end of the day is these struggling economies around the globe, let's take the Eurozone or Italy or wherever, they may very well invest in the stock market with U.S. companies as a partnership to propel rejuvenation in those slowing and older global economies, kind of get them jump-started with technology, jobs, infrastructure, factories, everything. So I think we could be on a very interesting cusp of a new breakout.
If that – okay, so I have to ask this question because this is the one of those things that I kind of know but don't really know, and somebody like yourself would know this much better. So if you have other countries that are doing not great economically, they're doing poor, that actually – ultimately can have an impact on us because they're not buying our goods or because they're just not engaging in the world economy, right?
Less exports, less imports. There's less trade than there was a year ago or 2 years ago. So things have slowed down. And to be honest with you, I don't think China is so quick to make a trade deal. They want to do it their way or the highway. And we're going to cut a deal. It may be with Brazil. It may be with another country. It may be with Vietnam as a trading partner. And we're going to maybe possibly circumvent the China syndrome, if you will.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a bold, bold thought.
Yeah.
That's really something.
So, you know, China has had their claws into us for the last 20-plus years. And it's going to take some unwinding and rebalancing. And I think that is probably the most exciting thing that's going to take place is to rejuvenate these failing or struggling countries as economies with buying securities and, you know, Goldman Sachs going in and doing a deal with Africa or you know, all these kinds
wow.
of things to regenerate the world.
Wow. So the thing that's going on in England, their new prime minister, that he seems like a kind of a financial, economic kind of minded guy.
Right.
Is that good?
Good. They're going to leave the Eurozone with no deal, would be my guess. And they're going to be much like another United States to fight the tide. We're not going to, you know, let these other countries push us around. Eurozone siphons off about $16 billion a month out of England.
Wow, that's huge for them.
To fund the rest of Europe's expenses. So they're going to say, well, we can do it on our own. We'll create another superpower like the United States, and we're going to break away from the Eurozone. That's really what's underfoot right now in play.
Wow.
So they're going to break away from the Eurozone potentially with no deal. But Eurozone is going to be hurt further because they have $16 billion or less to fund their remaining countries. So it's very interesting times.
Wow. It's a lot. I mean, especially – and when you get into the prophecies and biblical prophecy, people are talking about what is going to happen, what's not, Europe and so on and so forth. Whatever is going on, right now it seems like as – and then I would say this as – an observer, not as a scholar. So I'd be careful on how I would say it, but it seems like the economy that America is running into is something that is having a spread effect to other countries all around us.
If they can do it, we can do it.
Right.
So that's kind of like, well, that guy had some backbone. He really stepped up to the plate, and he's not bowing over to all the politics, you know. So it's an exciting time. I think the country is strong. We're the strongest country in the world. The economy is better than it's been in a long, long time. So I think we are the leader of the world, stepping up and bowing our back to China.
Yeah, I think understanding how that works probably is one of the most important elements for you in understanding how to place money into different things, knowing what may or may. I mean, it's really very it's a great safeguard.
Yeah.
Because it's like, these guys could do this, this would happen, these guys would do this, this would happen, and you kind of want to have an idea. Me, I would go, I have no idea. Did the price for a yo-yo change? That would be the question I would ask, because I wouldn't know what they're doing or how that's impacting, but I would want somebody who knew what's going on. That's why I want – so when I'm talking to you people, we have Jamie here and we're hanging out, we talk. I mean, it's a – have we scripted yet? No. We don't really script. He says, what are you going to talk about? I'll say, well, this, and I'll mention a couple of things, and then we hardly ever get to those things. Right. And the reason is I want you guys to get a feel. I want you to get a connection with Jamie so you can know, hey, this is a guy that's hanging out with Dave. Dave's pretty fire brandy at times. A little bit fire brandy, Ernie. You kind of thing. And he's hanging out with Dave. He's going to help us. He's going to take care of us if we get together with him. And I'm telling you, getting together with Jamie, not a cost issue. Just get together, talk, see what your spirit, see how you feel that the process goes, and let him give you some direction on making the money that you have safe.
And work for you.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, so
work for me.
You know, make an appointment, call us, come on in. We'll spend an hour together. We'll give you a book. We'll kind of see where you're at, where you want to go, and how we can get there together.
There you go. There it is. That's the best commercial. I should have just taped that and put that on there. I did write a new commercial. It's coming, and it's funny. That's all I got. That's coming, and it's funny. Great job again. You're just great on the air, so I appreciate it. 800-287-1667. That's the phone number. 800, got that. 287, okay, 287, 1667, or 1667. There you go. Their website, retiretherightway.com. As opposed to doing something wrong, do it right. Retire the right way. Plan right, retire the right way. Is that good?
Retire well.
There you go. You're great, man. I love having you on. All right.
Appreciate it.
I want to see you in about 10 days, 9 days, something
sounds
like that.
Sounds great. Look forward to it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. When we come back, we're going to look at one of the coolest pictures in the Bible that there is. It may be